having like another cushion in front of you that you can switch to, or another chair. And arrange ourselves a little bit more spread out. If you feel like you'd rather just stay put and bring your own awareness switch, that's okay with me. And see how that goes. For myself, I do notice an advantage to actually moving the body to the other position. So I'd like you to start by centering yourself and just relaxing into your chair or your cushion. And take 3 deep breaths with a long exhalation and let the breath go to whatever place there might be tension in your body, and just release that tension as you exhale. And then I'd like you to take 3 deep breaths, and this time, as you exhale, release any emotional tension you might be holding. Any tightness around what you feel. So now hopefully there's considerable relaxation around body and feelings and mind. And we can set a motivation, an intention. And this brings the whole process to a higher level. And may this work be for you and for all beings. And just hold that in mind. Now the first step is to decide what issue you want to work with. And of course, when one comes to this work because something's triggered, then we know we're going to do what's coming up at the time. And since we're doing this as an initial practice, just consider the array of things that you might work with. Or there might be some particular thing that just presents itself so strongly. This is what you'd like to focus on right now. Now this can be even a physical illness, or some kind of painful experience. The range of the things we suffer over is really quite wide and applicable. This process is applicable, they've found. So as you identify what you'd like to work with, then bring it into your mind as clearly as you can and feel the feeling that comes with it. If it's a particular situation, then recall it and notice the feeling and where in your body the sensation is strongest. Now, you become aware of the qualities of that sensation. Like as you feel it there, notice how big it is. If it had a color, what would the color be? What kind of texture does it have? Is it bumpy or smooth? Does it have a temperature? What temperature is it? Get a sense of the whole thing, what this is. And so you should ask questions about a feeling. You're not in it, you're observing it. And the curiosity about it. I want you to invite this to become a being, appear with arms and legs and eyes, personify this sensation. And in your mind, see it facing you. What appears as an inanimate object, just imagine what it would be like if it were personified in the any kind of animate being. And just take the first thing that comes into your mind and judge it. Whatever it is okay. And notice its color. The surface of its skin, what is it like? How big is this being? What is its gender? What is its character? What is its emotional state? What's the look in its eyes? And is there anything about this being that you didn't notice before? I want you to ask this being three questions. But you won't answer. Once you ask these three questions, you'll shift into the being's space. Really bring each one as I say it into your mind, or you can say it out loud if you want to. What do you want from me? What do you need from me? How will you feel when you get what you need? Now change places. When you really become this being, feel what it feels like to be on the inside, inside of its skin. Take time to really sit in its shoes. In your mind, notice how your normal self looks sitting across from you. How you look from this other being's point of view. Now you can allow the answers to those questions to come up from an intuitive space. Just let whatever answer comes, come. Filling out the sentence. What I want from you is, what I need from you is, when my need is met, I will feel when you have that answer, come back to your original position. Really take a moment to settle in. And again, see the demon or the being in front of you. Remember what the being said that you feel when it gets what it needs. Now you want to dissolve your body into a nectar that is the quality of that feeling, or allow this nectar to flow for you in some way to the being. And this nectar flows to the being and is taken in by that being in whatever way it does it. Until it is completely satisfied. This nectar is unlimited. feeding it until there's complete satisfaction. My demon is satiated. Feels like this demon will never be satisfied, just imagine how it would look if it were completely satisfied. And notice, what does this being look like now? And then ask it if it's your ally. And if it is, then we'll ask it some questions. But if it isn't, you can invite an ally to come in. Once there's an ally there, you can ask it some questions. Before we get that far, notice its qualities, its color, its size. Don't look in its eyes. Raise your hand if there's no ally there for you. Can I get that one more time? Just invite him. So ask these questions of your ally, and once you've asked them, there will be four questions. Once you've asked these questions, you move over to your ally's space. How will you help me? How will you protect me? What commitment do you make to me? How can I gain access to you? Now change places. Really become the ally. Know what it's like to be in this ally's shoes and the skin of this ally. And finish this sentence. I will help you by. I will protect you by. I promise you, I will. You can gain access to me by now when those questions are answered, return to your original position. Really notice the feeling. Receiving this help. Really notice the feeling of what it was like to be the ally. Imagine the ally dissolving into you. Allow the ally to dissolve into you and rest in this feeling. Allow yourself and the ally.